Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Actor William Hurt later on this morning on the phone. Craig Evans in the studio. How was your weekend, Craig?
Yeah. Mercy, it was thrilling.
Thrilling? Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Anything special? Do anything special?
No.
Neither did I.
No, just the regular thrilling.
Right. Regular thrilling. Yeah. Okay, all right. Regular late January thrilling stuff
yep.
to do? Cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's fun. Can you opine about it?
Oh, we don't need that.
Or elaborate?
No, we don't need that. All it right. was just a lovely
Just accept
weekend.
That it, yeah. it was thrilling.
Thrilling.
That's all.
May not be thrilling to everyone, but it was to me, and that's what counts.
All right. Good for you.
Was it three fifth and sixth grade girls basketball games in the weekend thrilling? Because that was my kind of thrilling.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I was actually sitting watching my daughter play basketball when the Kobe story broke.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah,
that is wild right there. Yeah.
So we've mentioned Kobe today.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Nobody having the Deadpool. Right?
We touched on that.
I don't think anybody would actually because healthy guy 41.
No. Some of our players
just hate people.
Our haters.
But very few, though, anymore. In the beginning of that Deadpool 10 some years ago, people just put people they want to die on.
Yes, I remember someone had a list of just Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, it was our
Completely
buddy.
Completely understandable.
All ex-Steelers, too, at the time. I remember
right.
that.
Just, and, you know, they were in line for death.
Yeah. Yeah.
But most people now, they play to win. They don't just play to hate.
No.
Which I think is important here.
Yes, yeah. Plain to hate it. Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, someone who maybe hated the Lakers would have had Kobe, but we don't have many
kind
of those lists anymore.
Them
to. Well, I hated the Lakers,
Celtic
but,
fans.
But he was the you're looking at one. I hated the Lakers, but he was amazing ball player, and you know you just don't like your opponents, but doesn't mean you know you hate them. He was a great ball player. That's just a sad story.
Oh, absolutely.
Real sad. He had the family aspect into it with the daughter. Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it. Sad.
What was the total number? Nine people?
Nine.
Yeah.
Nine dead.
Yeah, so. There's that. Now, Hy-Vee had Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes and his new cereal. You know, everybody's got a cereal.
Is it Mahomes Flakes? What is it?
It is Mahomes Magic Crunch.
Mahomes. Yeah, I like
Mahomes.
That. Mahomes. Yeah, that'd be good.
I like that.
That'd
be cool.
Mahomes. People might read that wrong, but still, I like it.
I'm sure Nick's having a bowl right now.
Mahomes. His dad is.
I start my day with a big bowl of
Mahomes. What's it called, Craig? We're going to call Mahomes, no matter what.
Magic Crunch.
Are they out?
No, they're not out.
Sold out, I mean.
No, they're not sold out, but they sold a hell of a lot more than they thought they were going to.
Oh, God. And people jump all over that. Come on.
The sales proceeds going directly to his charity.
Oh, if you got your Chiefs shelf at home, you got to have a box of that.
Oh, yeah.
They initially expected to sell about 50,000 boxes. They have sold 300,000 boxes. They expect to donate $100,000 to the Mahomes charity, the Mahomes Foundation.
Now, they just is Hy-Vee just a Midwest thing?
Yeah.
Because I live here so long, I forget. Yeah. Oh, good. I got to get a box. I got a buddy of mine, a Chief fan back east. So
Iowa.
I'll send them a box of Mahomes.
Minnesota. Southern Minnesota has the Hy-Vee.
All right. I'm going to get a box then.
It's Frosted Flakes is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. You should eat the cereal and then just send him the empty box.
Nah, no. He'll dig it.
Like Frosted Flakes. No. You'd be a fool to think so. It's Mahomes Magic Crunch.
Mahomes.
Right, even though it says Frosted Flakes right on the box.
If it's called Magic Crunch, it should be kind of like Captain Crunch then, you know? But they don't own that one, right? Probably. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, it still has a crunch.
No, because everybody likes Frosted Flakes.
Oh, yeah.
I just had some.
I'm not, yep.
Couldn't taste them, but yeah, I love them.
Someday.
Well, you remember how they taste.
Someday. Right. I will taste Frosted Flakes again.
I seem to recall they made a chocolate version of Frosted Flakes at one time.
I
it
remember
was after
that, right?
All the kids were gone or out of their cereal phase anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that was good. Even if it was just in my mind.
That's right, Super Bowl this week.
No, they made it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super Bowl
I wasn't
this
just
week.
Imagining that.
If I'm reading this right, you can still get it.
Yeah, I don't really shop the cereal much, so.
This says it's available at Walmart right now.
Right next to the Mahomes.
Chocolate Frosted Flakes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right.
No, I think your Patrick Mahomes cereal is just at the one grocery store.
Okay.
The Hy-Vee. He works for Hy-Vee.
Yes, he does.
He did a bunch of their commercials.
Right, he works for a lot of people. Oakley, Adidas, State Farm, DirecTV, among others.
Yeah, that's
Furniture Mart locally, too. You know?
Yeah,
that's it's not just Nebraska, it's also Kansas City and Dallas, for that matter. So.
Des Moines.
And Des Moines, sorry. Oh, yeah. They're
what's with four stores.
Yeah.
Yes, I do know.
Half your rent comes from there, right? Half your mortgage comes from there, right?
A little more now. Okay, a lot more now.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
The bill gets paid. That's really what matters.
That's all that matters, right?
That's really what matters. Right.
It really is. And false rumors, if you can imagine that.
Uh-oh.
No.
Are circulating online about the coronavirus.
Now, I'd read they're extending the Lunar New Year holiday because apparently the coronavirus thing disrupted things. So they postponed. You know, it's like
how do they just cancel it? They just cancel it
when they cancel Thanksgiving. I guess, but they can't do that.
Well,
they just got to postpone it until we get things under control.
It says China's doing the right thing though. China's unprecedented reaction couldn't be pulled off in any other country. That's right, because they order people around there. That's probably the reason.
Exactly,
and we can't order people.
Yeah, they tell you what to do.
Yeah.
All right, you want some
do it.
Speculation
on
what happened to Kobe from a pilot?
Okay.
They shouldn't have been flying. They saw the police helicopters weren't going to take off that morning. So that's one reason.
Yeah, because the marine layer has been unusually thick the past couple of weeks in Southern California. But Michael says, obviously, I don't know exactly what happened with the helicopter crash, but it seems like what they call spatial disorientation. A phenomenon that pilots can suffer from when flying in fog or clouds. Your mind and body are telling you that you're in a turn or a climb or whatever, when in fact you're not.
That's how the JFK Jr.
Yeah.
Yep, totally.
This is something all pilots must learn about when they're training or practicing. You must trust your flight instruments and react based on what they were telling you, not what you feel. Obviously, early speculation, but this seems to be a case. Horrible story. That's our buddy Mike.
Yeah, because JFK Jr. wasn't instrument rated, so he flew by sight.
Yeah.
And he got, they think he was flying upside down, didn't know it or something like that, you know.
He got fogged in, right?
Yeah, same thing. Yep. Sad as hell.
Very much so. Well, apparently there is a new social media challenge.
What was the last week's one? Last week you did the...
Last week we had the eat a cereal.
Oh, eat cereal out of somebody's mouth.
Out of your buddy's
mouth.
That's
right.
Yeah, out of your buddy's
mouth. I'm glad I forgot about that.
That was awful.
I didn't try that.
Well, that went away pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't talk about it.
No, we did talk about it.
We did.
Let me rephrase that. After that one time, it wasn't a thing.
I think we mentioned it the next day.
I'm glad I missed that.
Oh, yeah, because you were wanting to have Alicia Silverstone. You wanted to eat food out of her mouth.
She used to do that to her kids.
Yeah.
She would chew
the
food.
A freak.
She was the designated chewer.
Yeah, she's a freak, but the guy who wants it wants her to pre-chew his food. No, he's fine.
He's a freak, too. She did it for her kids, not for adult men.
I still say you would get a better reaction from her if you asked her to have sex with you.
Yes,
than if you asked her to preach you and spit food into your mouth.
Right. Yeah, probably. While my pants are off.
Right. I think he's wrong there.
No, I think she. No, I think she wouldn't like either one. By the way.
Oh no.
But the sex is at least normal.
That's happened before.
Right.
This would be completely out of left field.
If you ask her to chew food and spit it into your mouth, that may be a precursor to sex.
Yeah.
Well, you'd like it to be.
I think it's a precursor to an arrest.
She, however, is thinking of her kids.
She feeds her kids that way.
And,
you're sick, man.
That's not a, and thinking about your kids is not usually a precursor to sex.
Sick, yeah, sick, man.
Unless it's, hey, remember how you got here.
Oh, God, yeah. Tell your kids that. Yeah. And then show her the exit path. You came out of here.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go.
Mom.
Pull your pants up.
See, I wasn't going to say that all by myself.
It sounds like we're brothers yelling at our mom right there, together. Which makes it worse that she pulled her pants down on both her sons.
Well, I don't know. Better both than just one.
Yeah, good point. And you got a witness.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's a video on the social media and the TikTok involves using part of a phone charger, which I guess it doesn't have to be a phone charger, but that's what people have to plug in, a wall outlet, and a penny to cause sparks, electrical system damage, and possibly fire.
Oh, great. Yeah, possibly fire.
Well, some of these internet challenges are just too tame anymore. You got to have the chance.
Burn your parents' house down?
That your whole house is going to get burned down.
Good idea.
There's got to be a risk factor involved.
Right. You do have to have the risk factor.
See, I didn't even know you could even do that, so we just shared that with people.
You
but
do
they
have
know.
To have potential catastrophic damage.
Right.
I mean, anybody can dump a bucket of ice on their head.
Right.
What's the danger there? Anybody can eat cereal out of their buddy's mouth. What's the danger there?
Somebody's seeing it.
Yeah. Let's do something where maybe the circuit breaker box explodes.
Exactly.
And sends the house into flames.
Perfect.
That's a challenge.
Go back to Tide Pods, kids. Come on.
Or maybe just ice buckets.
Yeah.
You know, just go all the way back to that.
Yeah, that was a charity
thing. Too tame.
Nobody gets hurt. No houses burned down.
Yeah.
So watch out for attempts for kids doing this. Have a conversation with your kid and your teens about electrical and fire safety. They may not be aware.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah. And officials are warning about the possibility of death by electrocution.
I still got a lot of those plastic plugs in the basement I'd forgotten about, you know, when the kids were small.
Oh, yeah.
I filled every... I mean, we have so many damn outlets.
Yeah.
I filled them all, and then eventually upstairs I eventually took them out, but I was walking around down the basement the other day, and I go, oh, there's a bunch of them still down here.
But so what?
Yeah.
Just leave them there. Eventually, the grandkids will need them to be in place.
Yeah, grandkids, great.
I'm not saying soon. I'm just saying someday.
You know. He makes a good point. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I'm saying eventually.
No, I'm going to be grandpa age for that. Not you young grandpas.
Appropriate.
Not you young grandpas. You guys are young grandpas.
Yeah.
Since I could have been, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I want to be so old they don't leave the kid with me. That kind of grandpa age.
I think that's safe to assume.
Yeah, you may be there.
Good. No, I will be.
But it has nothing to do with age.
Yeah.
So that's to see all these people care about the Marine helicopter crash from 2005. Which, by the way, the media reported on.
Yes.
You just didn't get all over social media and mourn and mourn and mourn.
People are idiots. People are freaking idiots. Just because, of course it's going to get big pub. You mentioned before the break that sports heroes and actors, everybody feels they know them. That's why there's this outpouring of love for these people. Of course, horrible things happen to everyday people all the time, including soldiers. And, you know, and we see those stories, but it's a different thing. Not sadder. I mean, this isn't sadder than that. It's just people feel they know them. So just stop. When you just go on the social media and just do the other things just to be a dick about it, I'm done.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not a comparison. It's not a fair comparison.
So somebody's saying, why did they report on this?
Oh, yeah.
Of course they did. Every time soldiers die, you see the story.
I remember the story.
Yeah.
And that was 15 years ago.
Right.
And yes, it was tragic. But you could have gone on the social media then,
right,
and mourned and said how tragic it was. But no, you chose to wait till a celebrity died in a helicopter crash and try to make the same comparison. Right. And you can't. They're both equally sad.
If I see some today where they're not famous, it's sad too. Anytime you see kids involved in anything, just completely sad. We even draw the line there. Craig doesn't do any of those kind of stories.
No, we don't.
No. That's why you can't be Deadpool if you're under 18. We wait till you're 18. We're like Coors. We'll wait.
We'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The LGBTQ and Black caucuses of California's legislature are asking the governor there to posthumously pardon a civil rights leader. Bayard Rustin was arrested nearly 70 years ago after being caught having sex with a couple of men in a parked car. He faced a charge of vagrancy and had to register as a sex offender before returning to his home state of New York. He helped to organize the 1963 March on Washington and several other boycotts and protests during the civil rights era, and so now they want him pardoned in California, and so the governor is looking at that.
Because his arrest was just having gay sex, right?
Yeah.
Which was illegal
at
one point.
That was the illegal part.
Right.
That was the illegal part. 20 states and D.C., the District of Columbia, are joining together to try and stop more ghost guns from being made. The lawsuit
3D printers, is that what it is?
Yeah, the lawsuit aims to keep blueprints for 3D guns from being posted online.
That'd be good.
Well, I think that, you know, the
dark web hasn't probably, right?
Well, I think even the light web does. I think we left the gate open for too long, and it got out there.
I don't know how to get it, so you still got to try.
It's not that you don't know how to get it. You've made no effort.
I know, but you still got to try to stop it.
One attorney general argues that the federal regulation allows anyone to see and use these files to create guns that can't be traced or detected. That's another problem.
Yeah, like planes and you know, sporting events.
Supporters say there's a constitutional right to publish untraceable or undetectable guns.
That was in the the founding fathers wrote that down.
Because you gotta have
when
one
there's a 3D printer 300 years from now.
I'm a collector.
250 years from now, whatever.
I collect 3D guns.
My great grandfather used to collect 3D guns. No, he didn't. You're a dumbass.
That's true. According to a new survey, more than 3 in 5 Americans are lonely.
Ah.
Well, it is winter.
How many?
3 in 5. Workplace culture and conditions may contribute to Americans' loneliness. More and more people reporting feeling like they are left out, poorly understood, and lacking companionship.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
You got your head buried in your phone all day, plus a lot of people work from home, so they don't even get to go to work and talk to people.
And talk to people, exactly.
Yeah. I see how that could happen, sure.
Yeah, more now than even in the past, you're right. Because
loneliness is strongly linked to mental health issues like anxiety and depression. They say evidence is really pointing to the fact that relationships, the kind of bonds that you have with people, impact physical health as well. Social media use, as Puss said, your head and your phone. Social media use.
Put lap. I keep thinking lap.
Tied to loneliness.
That ain't lonely. Put your head in my lap, Craig. You won't be lonely.
73% of very heavy social media users considered lonely.
Well, then they do it to themselves then.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and how many people do you see that even when they're out in public, they got headphones on or earbuds in? And
yes.
They're again, isolating themselves from other people.
Right. People walk into stores and leave them on and order something and don't pay attention to anything. You're right.
Yeah.
People who were 18 to 22 years old when surveyed had the highest average loneliness score. Boomers had the lowest.
You know, and that's exactly the reason, and Puss is exactly right, because when you're 18 to 22, we didn't have these phones. All you did was talk to people. That's what you did. Yeah. You hung out and talked to people.
You think you're being sociable when you're chatting with people on the phone, but it's not the same.
No.
Not the same as interaction in person.
And people with good co-worker relationships, less lonely. Workers who said they had a close friend at work were less lonely.
We had an experience the other night. We were sitting at the bar, my wife and I, before we had to go to her Christmas party.
I mean,
That was also a bar, so it was easy. It was just a bar. You just hung out at the bar. So it wasn't like I was sitting at a sit-down dinner and like that, and nobody gave a PowerPoint for their business.
Aw, man, that would have been fun.
Well, it's an elementary school. I think elementary school teachers don't want to do anything except for party when they're not teaching.
Teachers drink.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah, I don't blame them.
No.
And so do I. So it was a nice fit. But we were at the bar before that, and it was a question about her son and this other kid we know. And she, why don't you text her about that and see what she knows about it? So my wife and this woman are texting twice back and forth, and. My wife goes to the bathroom, and this bar or restaurant's kind of packed, and she texts my wife back, "Where are you at? I think I just saw your husband at the bar," thinking I might be there by myself, and she, because they were texting each other, we were in the same bar.
Ah.
But then we ran into him, and we actually talked, and yeah,
oh.
we didn't keep texting.
Oh, good.
We actually had to...
That led to interaction, face-to-face?
That led to face-to-face interaction. But I love the part was... Because I'm sitting at the bar by myself then when my wife's in the bathroom.
Sure.
And she goes, "Where are you at? Your husband's at the bar." You know, like I was out with, you know...
Well, right. He's meeting his date.
Yeah, right. That's it.
We've got an agreement.
That was right. Exactly.
He's meeting the bull.
Oh, great. Now you bring the bull in the
bowl.
First
his
it was his
bowl.
Hammer and May. Now you're, yeah, okay.
It's got to be his
bull. It's got to be his bull. It's just my bull, right. He's meeting the bull.
Oh, yeah. You got to check the guy out.
Actor William Hurt later on.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.